Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy sunny Monday. Is it supposed to get any cooler, Vin?
I heard that it was.
Yeah?
A little bit cooler today, but then as the week goes on, it'll get even
That'll
cooler.
That'll be nice. So yeah. If anybody's heading out to Bottle Rock, the weather will be nice because this weekend is Bottle Rock. It's so close, you can almost taste it. And we've got tickets for the thing is sold out. So we've got just a few tickets left. And this week we're doing the Sunday tickets. That is the Foo Fighters headlining. Plus wristbands into the Jam Pad Club Room, which is super fun. Winnings on the fives all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. And we have tickets for caller number 97 right now, 800-400-3697. Call now. Be caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Don't you want to go to Bottle Rock?
That's the same number you can text us at, 800-400-3697. We love hearing from you guys. 415 says, public displays of affection are not permitted in many Middle Eastern countries. That's why she swatted his hand away.
Oh. I know, but they were in Israel. I know it's the Middle East, but Israel's pretty progressive, but...
Well,
that particular video is from them stepping off a flight in Saudi Arabia.
No. Oh. Oh, you sure?
No? Are you sure about that?
I am.
Okay.
Are you sure about that?
You're not. Tell that to him.
He always does that. He'll just take a stand and he has no idea.
He
and
could then be later totally right. Can double confirm it from two sources.
I'm just looking at TMZ, the greatest source.
What does that say?
Go to heaviermetal.net.
It says, I know, right? President Trump got slapped down moments after touching down in Israel from the First Lady.
Yeah, I prefer to think that she's pissed at him.
Well, that makes sense in terms of you hate the guy.
Yeah.
Watch it in slow-mo. Nah.
Oh, she's
oh, it's nothing. She just wiggles.
She smacks his hand, though.
Yeah.
Well, I can see that, you know what?
What?
I wouldn't know all the rules.
Right.
So be safe. How about you not get in more trouble? You know what? Every time I turn around, I hear people bad-mouthing my husband. Let's try not to screw up again today.
Or,
I bet that's the thing. When you wake up in the morning, you probably got to be like, can we get through one day? One day.
Without some major thing.
If you're her, you got to be like, he had to be president.
She's like, I'm so glad I live in New York.
We had the
He'll be home soon.
And he had to go and be president. And now he's the most hated man everywhere.
Also, I think... The other possibility,
yeah.
Besides that, you ever been in a fight with someone, and then you have to go somewhere and be with them?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sucks.
And they go.
Dude, it's the worst.
And they actually use that as an opportunity to, like, you know.
Buddy up.
They might have just been squabbling on the plane, and he reaches over for her hand, and she's like, oh, no, that ain't happening.
We're not putting on our party faces, mister.
Yeah.
Well, good, then I'm going to go hit the bar.
That's where all my friends are. Don't worry, drinks, I'm coming.
You want to play that game? You can carry me out of here. Or leave me behind. I won't care at that point.
Wherever I wake up, I'll proceed with my life from there. With or without you.
408 says, these are the texts, everyone.
All right.
Thank you for cracking me up today. My friend died of cancer yesterday.
Aww.
And I really needed a laugh. Between Brandy and Jane and Despacito, you guys are making my dark day a little brighter. P.S. Whom and I took French too. Now I work at a Latin American center and need to learn Spanish.
I know.
Listen, total dummy.
Kids in California only take Spanish. I don't even know why they offer French.
I agree. When my kid, he started high school... And he said, oh, I'm going to take French. I go, no, you're not. Are you crazy? Taking French?
Unless they already know Spanish.
You didn't know
Spanish.
Yeah, but
then you get an easy A. Take Spanish anyway.
Yeah, French is harder. And Spanish is necessary. It's necesito.
Cito.
Learn Spanish,
then we
kids.
Could understand this song.
Yeah. But even if you take 4 years of Spanish, you know, you only have the most rudimentary use of it.
Oh, well, and that's if you pass. Right. I mean, there I was.
Vinny's pretty good at it.
Sit down, Vicente. Okay.
And a lot of times, even in California, they teach Spain Spanish. I think they should teach Mexico Spanish, which has there are some differences.
Every time I stood up for oral presentations, my Mrs. Senora Custin would just be like, okay, you didn't do, sit down. Mm. As I fudge my way through the first two sentences, and she already knows.
I had such a crush on my Spanish teacher.
What's his name?
We called him Mr. Macedo, but I guess it was Senor Macedo.
Oh.
He was hot.
Really?
Mm. You said his name was Senor Despacito?
No. Macedo. Mr. Macedo.
707 says, Sarah singing Jane's song gets me every time. I love how she uses her game show voice. Big smile on my face. I love you guys.
Jane, you're playing a game call. I like it. It's time to play a game. It is the same voice. I didn't realize that. Called Who Said It and Why?
YouTube helped me this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
I found
what?
My straw fedora hat had been crushed in my closet. I went to YouTube to see if there was a way to fix it. I found 5 videos on how to reshape a hat using steam. Oh. It's as good as new.
That's incredible.
It's YouTube.
Thank you, YouTube, for all you've done for us.
It's really...
It's amazing.
Pretty neat.
The internet has changed everything.
When you think about... Okay, I'm probably not going to get the years right.
All right.
But we came a world of difference from like 95 to 2000, wouldn't you say?
And then that's from 2000 on, it's
well, yeah, it's
changing.
Been it's been ridiculous. But just that little window there where there was really no internet use, not in the general public
people
sense.
People had home computers.
But from 95 to 2000, it just became every home had to have one and everything was Googled. And
I mean, it was 96 when we lived in Philly was the first time I ever made plans without talking to the person. We had only emailed back and forth. And when we got together, we were like, it was a thing. Like, we didn't talk on the phone at all. That was crazy. And then in 98, we were already here, and I flew home from my grandpa's funeral. And all of us, we realized that we all had email addresses, all us cousins. And we're like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And we all wrote down all our email addresses for everybody else. It's like, oh, my God, we'll be able to talk. It's going to be great.
What about the first time you guys used a computer?
First time I ever used a computer was when I worked at Radio New England Magazine.
What?
Yeah. And I guess it would have been 90, 89 and 90.
Oh, my God. You're like a pioneer.
I used one in 86.
What?
Yeah. Apple computers. We had to program it. Everyone had to pick like a rhyme, a kid's rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
And so I picked Baba Black Sheep. So you had to put it on a, some kind of form, whatever, a graph form, and then program it, and then program it into the computer. And so it had to sing back your rhyme exactly.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah.
Does typing on an electric typewriter count?
Almost.
Get you prepared for that.
You remember those word processors?
Oh, sure.
What would you do? You'd type it in and it would be lit up in like digital readout, and then you would say yes to it, like look at the line, and it would send it to the next thing.
The kids are all, man, these people
listen,
are all.
Listen, dude. Listen, children.
Listen, dude.
This was only 30 years ago?
I know. That's what I'm saying. 95 to 2000 alone, it spread everywhere in that short period of time.
And smartphones were 10 years ago. I mean, the first Apple iPhone was, what was it, 05, 06?
Wasn't it 07?
Was it? Was it really only 10 years ago?
The
iPhone has absolutely changed everything.
Well, yeah, the 10-year birthday is this year. That's what the big news is this is the anniversary edition. Yeah. It's going to be the most expensive one, and they say the best one.
Mm.
We'll see.
Yep, 07.
But I'm definitely going. 10 years is just forever these days.
These big ones are nice, but really, it's just too hard to carry.
I like the big one.
I'm going back to the small one.
I like the big, just, you know, my
well,
old ass
you're
eyes.
A lady. You can put it in a purse.
That's
or that,
true.
Or that jacket of yours, which carries
right.
everything.
It's nice. It's my purse that I wear.
951 says, with porn, you don't have to listen to someone's complaints. Go to farmer's markets or go to counseling.
So farmer's markets.
But, oh, they're the worst. Come
oh, my
on.
God, they're the best.
Porn doesn't yell at you to take out the trash.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry you're so put upon by a human. I'm sorry, you know, holding up your end of the bargain in a household is so difficult for you, you little bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
God.
There it is, everyone. There's the joys right there.
Mm. Oh, my God. I just got dizzy. I think I'm going to fall off the chair. Wow.
Hi, Gretchen.
Yikes.
Good morning.
Yow. Hey, you just walked in on a rant.
I didn't rant. I'm all done.
All right.
I missed it.
It was nothing. You would have totally agreed.
Probably. We have a lot in common.
We do.
Who, you and
me and Sarah?
Yeah. Oh, here's the list from, here's a picture of that My Lab safe is sexy. And it
so
shows a list
the...
of the things you can get tested. Oh. It's quite a bit. That's good news.
Chlamydia, trichomoniasis, is that mono?
What's that?
Trichomoniasis, gonorrhea, herpes, syphilis, HIV, and hepatitis B.
Give me the full run. Work me up.
At home STD test, My Lab.
831 says, Sarah, you're not the only one that has a giant grin on her face.
Oh.
So I listen to you guys being dorks on the... Sarah, you're not the... Okay, well, whatever. They like us listening
good
to
know.
Us be dorks on
well,
the
well, it's funny because we're just going on singing all these stupid-ass songs and just without stopping. It's just amusing us so much. And I'm like, oh, I wonder what people in their cars think. I'm like, I think they like it.
They do.
Like did you hear us going off?
Yeah, Looking Glass is one of my karaoke favorites.
Oh, you sing it?
Let's hear it.
Let's hear you.
No, I do the doo-doo and doo-doo. I like to do it with somebody else.
Oh.
Oh, you like to be one of the best.
Doo-doo and doo-doo-doo.
Here we go. Here comes Gretchen's part. Crank it up.
Doo-doo and doo-doo-doo, doo-doo and doo-doo-doo.
Morning. Today is my... Okay, let's just try to... Seriously, we've been talking all morning. Let these people have a say.
You guys have to do... We need a karaoke Friday, I think.
We haven't had one of those in a long time.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Oh, and we did the auto-tune karaoke Friday last time.
Yeah.
Sorry, Vinny.
We can't do it this week. Because I'm going to go see Aladdin.
Oh, we'll do it this week while you're gone.
Oh, my God. That would be so hurtful.
Morning. Today is my last time listening to your show as a single lady. Tomorrow I leave for Cancun to marry my hot English fiance.
Ooh.
Game over.
Game just beginning.
650, I never post on social media until I come back from a trip. When will celebrities learn?
I don't know. That's how they keep in touch with their fans.
Oh, so if you do it while you're on your trip, they'll know where you are? Is that the
point? Right. No, Scott Disick posted, or, you know, and he was showing up in other people's social media, so the robbers were like, hey, guess who's not home?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
510, love Bruno Mars, don't love that song either, Vin. Yeah, I really like, Bruno is one of our good ones, but that song with him singing romantically alone with all the bright lights behind him and doing the, you know, the dancing and the emoting.
Yeah.
You're not into it?
You really wanted to see the...
The chin up and the holding the notes.
Oh, nice.
I was like, oh, come on! Get off my TV, would you? Sheesh!
You and your love songs. Ugh.
I'm laughing hysterically at myself. Actually crying along with the fake crying in the background. I need a nap now, LOL. This is you guys with the Ed Sheeran song.
Oh, no. That had to be the teacher one where he was playing the baby crying.
Ah!
You think? Well, there were some crying incidents.
You were crying during the Ed Sheeran song quite a bit, too.
Oh, yeah. Ooh! We're crying in tune with the song.
Sarah, ditto on the weird, satisfying feeling when cleaning your ears.
Oh, it's great.
Feels so good. Oh, so good. I can't believe I haven't actually been like, hey, baby.
Clean my ears.
I'll let you know. No, like do some other stuff to me while I clean my ears.
Oh.
Come on.
Oh.
All
right.
I might have to try that.
That's weird.
I've been saying for years I should try that, but I never have.
OMG LMAO. My kid is eating breakfast and just made the puke sound as you asked, gross or satisfying, popping a pimple.
Ew.
Is that gross?
Yeah.
But it also kind of satisfying.
It's satisfying, but...
See, it's both. Yeah. That's what I said, too.
It sucks when something blasts out of your face, though, and you're like, oh, God! That's my skin! I'm disgusting!
It's not. It's dirt and oil and grossness.
Hot. Yeah, it's sick. It's really... It's in. That's your face.
Yucky.
I mean...
Do you do it to other people?
No.
I will.
Yeah.
If
you
they
do, too?
Allow me.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm a groomer monkey.
I am, too.
I'll get that for you.
I won't leave it alone. Kidding me? I'll try and do it while you don't notice.
That's so stupid.
Sometimes it's just staring. It's like calling my name.
To sneak into your kid's room.
Yeah.
How about the 16-year-old's face?
They won't let me do anything. They're both on like wicked acne medicines.
Oh, they both are?
They both had just terrible acne. Although my older son, he had awful acne, and his face looks freaking great now.
Oh,
I'm always telling him. Oh,
what are they on?
I don't know. Someone asked me that before too. It's something that the dermatologist gave him.
Accutane?
It's not Accutane. It's not like the.
Is it a pill you take or is it? Topical?
No, it's a cream. They wash with a certain thing, and they put the cream on. And
what's that stuff that?
It's not one of the known names.
It's not
I had never heard the.
No, the one that they sell on TV. It's all the celebrities.
Proactive.
No.
Proactive.
It's not that.
Oh.
Give me a point.
I'm
giving you a point, Gretchen.
You didn't get it right.
I did. Proactive.
Yeah, she said
yeah, but
proactive.
You didn't get it right.
What
she
are you
said
about?
No.
But she guessed the one you were thinking of.
Yeah, I guess.
Teachers are the best, says 408.
They are.
937 says, sorry about that butt hurt teacher, but we get that crap all the time and it gets old.
Yeah.
Oh my God, listening to the sex toy story and the vibrator sounds going off. My 15-year-old is so embarrassed to be listening to the story with his mommy.
That's funny. Oh well.
408 says, you're good, Vin. Harry is a boy.
Yeah. It's this man thing everyone's talking about. Someone was mad because he called Harry Styles a boy. Okay.
He's in a boy band. I mean, he's famous for that.
Yeah.
707, oi. What was funny about the SNL skit is how emphatically the rest of the evil people were appalled and disgusted.
Dr. Evil Genius was outraged. Did you watch that skit? It was a skit where it was like a gathering of the most evil inventors for the annual Evilest Invention Award. And The Rock is he's an inventor named Roy. And he comes out and he's invented a robot that molests children. It's called the Chomo.
Oh.
And he talks about how it can do it in double the time
that a regular pedophile can. And Dr. Evil Genius was horrified. The whole scientific community was
very bad.
Rallying behind Dr. Evil Genius.
That's not funny.
Let me do a couple of these teachers before we get out of here. As a teacher.
Are you a teacher?
Right. Yeah. I'm a fan. I like teachers.
Uh-huh.
510 says, as a teacher, I work 50 to 60 hours a week plus professional development on weekends and summers.
Yeah.
The time off is great. Without it, teachers would burn out due to the responsibilities of the job.
I can see
530
that.
Says, I have ADHD and I think those teachers should not get fired. That was funny. We already struggle for teachers in school. The kid was probably stoked he got an award, and the mom was pissed because, well, she's a mom.
Moms are always looking out for you.
Yeah. Even when you're like, Mom, no, don't say anything.
Right.
Don't do it.
And everyone does get a trophy these days, so I'm sure they were just trying to keep with that.
Teacher summers off are unpaid, and most people spend the time getting ready for the next school year. But yeah, shoot your mouths off about something you know nothing about. Yeah.
That's what we do every day. We built this entire show on that. built this show on spouting off about stuff we don't know about. Built this show.
Put oh my God, the teacher texters are utterly ridiculous. Why are they so defensive of their 6-week summer vacation? Jeez Louise, if I were off for 6 weeks every summer, I sure as hell wouldn't freak out trying to downplay the fact by saying how hard I work during the school year. We know that. Those are crappy kids you teach all year.
Aww.
Own the awesomeness of your 6 weeks off.
That you apparently don't have.
Oh, boo-hoo, teachers. I love teachers, but damn, stop crying. It came from both directions this morning.
I guess.
Really.
I missed the story, so.
Some teachers gave out awards in class
like
at the end of
the
year.
Yeah.
And they gave a least likely to pay attention award to a kid with ADHD.
Oh.
And then the kid came home with the award and says, look what I got. and mom flipped her, you know what.
Now the teachers are both fired.
Oh, well.
It's a little bullying. And we're not there. We don't know what the relationship is.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. There's things that people...
Was he proud of the award? I mean...
Well, I don't know.
He showed it to his mom.
Well, I don't know. I mean, some kids are little narcs. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
But maybe they didn't... The spirit was, you know...
What?
Good intended. But, you know, good intentions.
So your kids, if they get that award, you'd be like,
I go, yeah,
way
that's,
to go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. At least you won something.
Those are my kids.
Know, there you go.
You can't even get a high five right. What's wrong with you?
Those are my kids, both of them.
Keep whacking me in the booth.
I'm right here. Come on. That's how you do it.
See?
Anyway, we're out of time. We'll be back to game after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Gretchen.
Good morning.
Today's topic is breakups, and Gretchen is already in the lead this week, 1-0. With her,
you really gave her a point for that?
Yep. She never gets any points, man. I'm
all right.
You're
you know what?
Insane.
You're right. You're right.
All right. Breakups. Question number one. Which software giant was ordered by a judge to split into two separate companies?
Google.
No. The biggest court-ordered breakup since AT&T's in 1984.
Microsoft?
Microsoft is correct. Which car company did Daimler sell off at a loss in 07 after paying a whopping $37 billion for it in 1998?
Fiat.
Nope.
Jeep?
Chrysler.
Okay, I was going to say that,
what?
But then I
Which I think is like a Jeep thing, right? Isn't Chrysler Jeep?
It's Daimler Chrysler, but now it's Chrysler Fiat, right?
I don't know.
Or something. Okay.
All right.
I don't know. Go.
Which internet phone company did eBay unload in 07, admitting it overpaid in buying it for $2.6
billion? Vonage.
Nope.
Dang.
Which internet phone company did eBay unload in 07, admitting it overpaid in buying it for $2.6
billion? I don't know.
Skype.
Oh.
Oh.
Which New England grocery store chain fired its CEO in 2014 only to have its employees go on strike until the big guy got his job back?
Tesco.
No. I never even heard of this. New England grocery store chain.
Wawa.
No. Market Basket.
Never heard of it.
Me either. Which Middle America retailer appointed the creator of the sleek Apple
Walmart.
Stores its CEO? No. In 2011, but later ousted him partly for nixing coupons and sale prices. Which Middle America retailer appointed the creator of the sleek Apple stores its CEO in 2011, but ousted him partly for nixing coupons and sales prices?
JCPenney.
JCPenney's correct. Ooh. We're tied 1-1. Which Yankees manager left in 2007 for the Dodgers after 4 World Series titles in 11 years wasn't good enough for the front office?
Torres.
That is correct. Joe Torre.
Torres?
Whatever his name. Joe Torre.
What the? Torres is not Torre.
T-O-R-R-E, right?
What should I do?
Joe.
What do I do?
I wouldn't give it to her, but...
You're mean. Go away.
All right, I'm going to the tiebreaker card.
That's BS. Bryn, it's over between us, Bryn. What's our tiebreaker? It's the same subject, right?
It doesn't matter.
It is the
She's
last
gonna
question.
She's going to help you cheat anyway.
Oh, hush.
Oh, my God. It's the last question on the hockey card.
Okay.
Which team beat the Rangers 3-2 to win the 2014 Stanley Cup at 14:43 in the second overtime of the longest game in franchise history?
Red Wings.
No.
Blackhawks.
The Kings.
Oh, good.
New tiebreaker.
Card. Yeah.
And the tiebreaker card is launches.
Okay.
This is multiple choice. What was Mark Zuckerberg's major at Harvard University when he launched Facebook in 2004? Was it computer science, communications, or economics?
Economics.
No.
Dang.
Communications, Bob.
Computer science.
Oh!
Dorks.
Oh, it's
man.
The one that it should be. I thought the whole point... Okay.
What is the name of the tablet that can replace your laptop introduced by Microsoft
Surface.
In 2012? Yeah. Surface is correct. And by a score of 2-1, Vinny.
Congratulations.
You matched
Vinny.
That
so
point much. That Gretchen got.
Well, we're tied because I got a point today.
That's right.
So, there you go.
All right, what's coming up on your show?
Bottle Rock tickets for Sunday, and we'll do them at 12:05.
We're off to do a secret show. You can find that around noon at RadioAlice.com. Have a great rest of your Monday, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.